Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is citing the attack in France as new evidence that his fight to get Congress to approve funding for a border wall is a fight worth having.
Let's hear about that now as we go to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. First of all, Stephen, quite a scene in the White House yesterday between the president and Nancy Pelosi, I should say among, and Chuck Schumer, too.
Quite a scene, to say the least, gentlemen. You know, the White House put out a statement late yesterday saying it was a constructive dialogue, but obviously no progress was made, at least none that was visible. You had the initial pleasantries at first, but then the conversation quickly devolved into a shout fest. You had Nancy Pelosi sitting on the chair next to the president in the Oval Office warning of a Trump shutdown. He then suggested that she's having a difficult time with her liberal base. She then shut him down and tried to say, essentially, don't mansplain to me, Mr. President, how much strength I bring to this meeting. Chuck Schumer then essentially accused the president of being a liar, noting how many Pinocchios he earned in yesterday's Washington Post. And then the president then accused Chuck Schumer of being responsible for the last government shutdown. Ultimately, the president said if he doesn't get what he wants for the wall, he'll proudly see agency doors close a week from Friday. Not all agencies, but key agencies, including the civilians who, for example, work for the Department of Homeland Security. Ultimately, where this goes from here is anybody's guess, but I will tell you, we've been told by staffers to Nancy Pelosi and the president as well that the two did talk on the phone briefly after what we saw on television, and the president later on said that he believed it was a friendly meeting.
And he also made the argument, and this is an interesting take on things, that it was pretty transparent to have it out in the open like that.
Well, he's right about that. I mean, the one thing, and I've said this before, Paul, to the credit of the White House, this president has decided that sometimes the American people should be brought in on these things. The pushback from those who are subject to what we saw yesterday and things like what we saw yesterday is to say maybe it's best that the American people don't see exactly how the sausage is made. It's not the most constructive way to do this. But that is what happened. It was on display for the world to see, and we'll see what comes of it. There's an argument to be made that both sides, both the president and the top congressional Democrats, got what they wanted yesterday, and that is they sent a signal to their respective bases that they're not going to budge on this.
Maybe these meetings should all be publicized. Imagine how things might change. Stephen Portnoy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.